Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with... Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome, everyone. My name is...
Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we're part of the Tough Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone that's listening today, and we're so appreciative of every week on Thursdays of our listeners that tune in here at the Tough Talk with Tony Gambone Radio Show. And I want to say thanks to all the people that are contributors and sponsors and advertisers on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If that's something you're interested in, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and look above the banner and find out how you could be a sponsor or an advertiser with Tough Talk Radio Network. But look below the banner to find out how you could be a guest on Tough Talk Radio Network, 11 different shows that they have produced weekly. So Monday through Friday, there's always a show on Tough Talk Radio Network. Go to the website and find out where you can fit in to listen to it, toughtalkradionetwork.com. We have a great show lined up here today. I believe that we're going to have to make a few changes in our show lineup. I don't think our guest is going to be able to make it on today. But we'll be able to see here shortly. We usually give people time. Sometimes the internet is a confusion, but I think that we have... know that she has been tied up a little bit, and we're hoping to get her on in a little while here. So in the meantime, what I'd like to do is go through some housekeeping, clean up some stuff, and talk about some other stuff. We had a great opportunity to do a lunch and learn this week, and as my listeners know, I usually do two or three lunch and learns per month. And it's exciting for me because it's a chance to educate others on the process of networking. And that's how business owners like myself and most of our listeners get to promote their business, build their business, and profit from their business. It's from a form of networking. That is the new way to market a business in the year 2013. Billboards are gone. Yellow pages are non-existent. Geez, I don't even know if I have a phone book in my office or my home. I know that I have 411 directory assistance on my phone. Or you can just actually push the microphone button and talk to it, and it'll tell you the answer right back to you, and you can just push dial. Anyway, I just want to go through a couple of things. First of all, the Lunch and Learn title that I did was called The BS of Networking. Now, I know that sounds a little rude, but to make it just a little bit more interesting, we called it the BS of networking. And the truth of it is there might be a little BS in some of the people we meet networking. And that is the truth of that. But basically what this is the basic strategies of networking. There's 10 different things, and we're going to go through them one at a time here. And I hope that we get some callers calling in, 347-989-1363. You can make your comments, good or bad. We'd like to hear from everyone. I want to make sure that to all of our emailers out there that you stick patiently with me so I can get responses to all of them. That would be the way I prefer to do it instead of having an automated response. So we will get back to keep in. Keep the emails coming in, and make sure that you keep letting us know what kind of shows you're looking for. We're always looking to find out what kind of guests you're looking for, what kind of lessons you want to learn from this show of ours, and maybe you can bring value to the show. You can go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com and register to be a guest on the show as well. Okay, so we talked about the basic strategies of networking, and I don't know how many people out there are networkers, but I know if you're growing your business, there's a few ways you can do it, and one of the top three things is networking. Of course, there's the use of the computer and technology of all that is probably number one on the list. Number two would be networking. Number three would be affiliate programs. So, for instance, that would take the place of an hourly salesperson, someone that's out there representing you in the market. And I know that the only way to do that is through networking. That's how you can find people that are looking to do that kind of an opportunity. I guess you could run an ad, but it doesn't always work out that well. A couple other things I want to touch on is the GPC in Houston, Texas, is coming up March 28th. Tough Talk Radio Network is a big part of that as a sponsor. We're always excited when that comes to town. It shows small business owners how they can do business with the government by doing government contracts. Now, if you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, maybe a business that has two or three employees, that doesn't mean that this is over your head. What it means is you need to take an opportunity that's free to go and join this event. It's free. And that way, no one can say that they couldn't afford to go there and learn how they could take advantage of becoming a provider for a government contract. They'll sit down with you, they'll explain it, and yes, it doesn't cost you anything but your time. Learn how you can take your business to the next level by being available to do government contracts. I know a lot of people that have grown their business in the last 5 years to three, four times the size just because they're doing government contract work. Okay, so we talked about government contracts, but it's just not, you have schools, airports, metro, there's just a whole bunch of things. So don't think that you might not qualify. And worst case scenario is that if it's not something for you, you will meet people there that will bring business and opportunity from the people that they know into your circle. So make sure to check it out. Go to HoustonGPC.org. HoustonGPC.org. March 28th, George Brown, the George Brown Convention Center here in Houston, Texas. That was a mouthful. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the BS of networking. And we're going to hit 10 different steps. So make sure you grab a pencil, paper, you're comfortable. I want some feedback on this. I want some callers. I want to hear what everyone's got to say. So we'll be right back after this short break.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayou Stettis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayoustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we've got a great show lined up here today, folks. Our guest this afternoon it will be Kim Ades, A-D-E-S, and she's the president and founder of the Frame of Mind Coaching and Journal Engine. So she's going to, there's some software. She's going to show us a lot of stuff. But until we bring her on in the second half of the show, I wanted to do a piece today called The BS of Networking, which is the basic strategy of networking. So I want to go through this, and I know that, like we had said in the beginning, there's a lot of people that do networking to grow their business, whether it's a breakfast group, a lunch group, an evening group, or an open group. Some are groups of women, some of them are groups of men, some are mixed groups, some are just exclusive groups, and there's open groups. So there's all different types of networking groups. But I think in all the different groups that are out there, there's a lot of people that are doing it, and there's a lot of people that are doing it right, and there's a few of us that might be doing it wrong. So I just want to go through this because I sometimes, as a business owner, get frustrated, and I want to make sure that the people that are getting frustrated understand the purpose and show how to turn frustration into dollars. And by knowing the different strategies, the different basic strategies of networking, it will allow you not to be confused and think it's BS in networking and not allow your business to grow any bigger than it already is. A lot of people will think that it's a waste of time because they look at BS as, well, the words that we don't want to use on the air. Instead of looking at the good side of the coin and knowing that there's just basic strategies, and all we can do in life is prepare ourselves to be the best at what we do and watch others join along and do some one-on-ones and maybe help people out there, be a mentor. So it's good to have a mentor, even better to be a mentor. So let's go through the 10 steps of the basic strategies when you're networking. First and most important, I think, is the elevator speech. A little history on the elevator speech. A lot of people wonder how that term even came up. A gentleman got in an elevator, full elevator, on the first floor, going to the 30th floor. When he got walked in, turned around. Before he turned around, he looked at the whole group of people in the elevator all looking at him. He figured, hey, this would be a perfect time to tell everybody what I do. And we have gone to the 30th floor, so I got about 30 seconds to do it. And that's what turned out to be the elevator speech. That's how it was developed. Didn't know that until a week or so ago when someone brought that to my attention. I know some groups call it the 30-second commercial, but the elevator speech is where it originated, and that's something where you describe yourself consciously and impressively. Okay, so when you say consciously and or concisely and impressively, there's a couple things you got to remember. It is not a sales pitch. Okay, it is something that goes like, "Hi, my name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Radio Network. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone, and I'm looking for anyone this week that would be available to market their business through my radio show. And in particular, I'm trying to find someone in the lending market." See, so I did mention anyone, but you have to be a little specific so people can know who you're looking for to help you with your business. So it's pretty simple. Say your name, say your business. Say your name again in case they weren't listening the first time. And describe what kind of client or service that you're looking to provide this week. And make sure that they can understand and relate to who it is. So, for instance, if you are a coffee salesperson and you say you're looking for anybody that sells coffee, people are going to be a little confused because they're not just going to know anybody, name anybody. And they're not going to know, no one's going to stick out in their mind. So if you were to say, I'm looking for someone that you can't speak to in the morning until they have a cup of coffee, it describes a little bit differently. So it could be somebody that they know. Second thing is to be different. Differentiate yourself. Aim high. Be best at something. So there's a lot of things that go into those three short sentences, and I think there's a total of 8 words. So let's take it one at a time. Differentiate yourself. How would you do that? Well, you are different than anybody else in the room. You're the only one that sees out of your eyes, so you're the only one that sees your own vision, your own targets, your own destiny. So be that person. Don't try to be somebody else. Aim high. And when I say aim high, that means aim high to do the best you can, right? And be the best at something is be the best at what you're passionate about, and that should be your business. Also, number three is help others. So when it says aim high, I like to say aim high to help others. But if you help others, you will be helped. We know that because it's written in the Bible. You reap what you sow. We know that because when we're younger and our parents tell us, be careful, whatever you do will come back to you. So we know if we help others, help will come back to us. And if you're not doing that, you're making a big mistake every day you go out and network. Because if you're going out to network just to sell your product, you're going to go home every day. You might make a sale here or there, but it's not going to be enough to keep you in gas or lunch money to do it. So make sure that you differentiate yourself. You aim high. Be best at something, and I suggest being the best at helping others and find out how you'll be helped. Integrity. Integrity, trust, and reputation are vital, not only for networking, but for life in general, I think. So personal integrity should be way up on the high end of your list. Now, there's 10 different things here, but I don't know if there's an order that you could put them in because I think they all hit the top sooner or later. So personal integrity is really, really important. If you don't do it, it's not too late to start doing it now. Relevant targeting, number five. Now, this is a good one to me because you're looking for, you know, you have to know what kind of groups and contacts relevant to your aims and capabilities. So, of course, in the beginning, you network, you go everywhere to find out who you can meet, where you can meet them, what's going on, get an adjustment to where you fit in, right? Do that shotgun blast, find out where you fit in when the dust settles. And then you need to know what type of groups you're looking to speak in front of or be in around. What kind of contacts will be relevant to what your aims and capabilities of your business are? These are important things. It's not complicated, okay, but this is something that you should have a little cheat sheet with. So if someone was to ask you these questions, you would know the answers. Now, number seven is really a big one for me. This is one of the things that really frustrates me. Follow-up. Follow-up meetings and referrals make things happen. Well, we all know that, and we'll be probably the first ones to tell someone that. But most of us are the last ones to follow it. So it's really important that you do the follow-up. I give an example that most of us will buy a box of business cards, and you can go online with Vistaprint and probably under $20 out into your office in no time flat. We get that 250 pack of cards and we go out and we hand them out as quickly as we can and we get cards back in place. And the next thing you know, we filled up that box of cards. It's kind of like a trophy. We did it. So you have a $20 box of business cards filled with other people's business cards. That box just turned into $4,000 or $5,000 worth of value in there. You don't know that because you've never followed up with it. So if you're a business owner and you network and you're not finding success at it, don't claim networking to be BS. Go back through your list. Reach back to those people like you should do after the day you meet them and ask them if they could sit down and have a one-on-one with you. Now, you don't have time to meet everyone that you meet, especially if you network more than once or twice a week. But you do have time to set up a 10-minute phone call with them to find out a little bit more about how you can help them with their business this week and find out if you want to go any further into knowing any more about them. Maybe that 10 minutes time showed you that you're glad you didn't waste your time to go meet them. Maybe it was a 10-minute conversation that turned into a half hour, which means you need to meet with them again. You can determine how you're going to do that. But if you don't follow up, you get nothing out of that. And it might not be who they are that helps your business. It might be who they know that helps your business. So it's real important. And I've kind of listed these in the order that I think they go, but you might feel differently and want to order them, you know, put them in a different order. For instance, number eight is be positive. So everything that we talked about right so far is elevator speech, be different, help others, integrity, targeting, your plans and aims, follow-up. And of course, through this whole process, you have to be positive. You have to be a positive influence on everyone and everything all the time, 24/7. This isn't something you just do when you turn it on and turn it off. If you don't commit to doing this 24/7, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. Here's the tough message for today. Go get a job because you don't qualify to network. It's really the truth, folks. Having a business card, having a letterhead, having a magnet on the side of your vehicle that says you're a business owner doesn't prove anything other than the fact that you had enough money to buy some marketing tools. What makes you a business owner is the fact that you have integrity, you help others, you try to be different, you know the target you're looking to go to, you got follow-up with everything that you do, from saying thank you to the person that you meet, that's a follow-up. From returning the email, that's a follow-up. Being positive allows you to be better, so make sure to do that. Number 9 on my list is sustained focused efforts. Okay, these all go together. You need to be focused and ever ready. Okay, so we started with number 1, which is an elevator speech. You described yourself concisely and impressively. If you don't do the rest of these things that I just listed, they're going to take you not for who you say you are, but for who you're trying to pretend to be. You won't develop any business there. Stay focused and be ever ready to be able to provide for whatever it is that you're saying from the very beginning in your elevator speech. Number 10 is one of my favorite things. And I guess it's because I'm guilty of not doing it well. And so it is something that I try very hard to do. You know, I had mentioned a lot of things. Elevator speech, I got it down to a science. And not every group needs to hear the same message. So once you figure out your elevator speech, make sure you have 2 or 3 different ones for 2 or 3 different groups of people that you might be networking with. And having a referral in your elevator speech means to have a different referral every week. Don't give all 10 people that you want to meet in 1 week. Make it a 10-week process. That way there you have a chance of meeting one of those people eventually. Now, life balance, there's just so much to it. Okay, I mean, being balanced and grounded builds assurance. Sounds really good. It's probably the hardest thing to do. Why? Because we know that work is something we live 24/7. We can't help it. That's our personality, or we wouldn't work for ourselves. A lot of people need coaching. A lot of people need mentoring. A lot of people need accountability partners. Okay? But we all need family. And if we don't balance our life with our work, we lose our family. If we lose our family, we can't be any of the above things we just mentioned. Why? We're distracted. So I know that if I leave the house and it's not right when I leave, I'm not good all day. It's like a void in my day. If I go home and I don't leave my work in the vehicle or in my office or wherever it was I last had it, it's going to affect me throughout the evening. I'm going to get in trouble with it. It's going to cause me problems. So it's real important to be balanced and grounded. It will build assurance. It'll also build you a frame of mind. And let me explain it to you like this. You know, there's a couple of things that I hear all the time. One is, my father used to tell me, in business, if you don't make your money in 5 days, 7 days isn't going to make you any more. I figured out that if you don't make your money from 9 to 5, working 6 to 10 isn't going to make a difference either, except in your personal life and in your personal health. And let's face it, folks, we have to take care of ourselves. If we can't take care of ourselves, we can't be focused and ever ready. We can't be a positive influence on everyone and everything, okay? Which won't allow us to follow up to the different meetings that we go to and referrals that make things happen. It won't allow us to have integrity, help others, and differentiate ourselves. It all just pulls together as one big list of stuff that you have to be able to do. And it's not easy. Okay, and in no way are you going to get it all done today. So let's get your pencil out. If you haven't been following along, let's write these 10 things down. I'm going to tell you a short story. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our guests. Okay, so here's the 10 steps to the basic strategies of networking that will allow you not to think that networking is BS. Okay, remember what I told you in the beginning, the BS of networking, basic strategies. Elevator speech. Be different. Help others. Personal integrity. Relevant targeting. Plans and aims. Follow-up. Be positive. Sustain focused effort. Life balance. Now, I challenge you to put a little dash across from each one of those subjects and fill in a sentence. Put one sentence in. It could be four words. It doesn't have to be a paragraph. Okay? But more importantly, be honest with yourself. Where are you lacking in this? And how can you fix it? And you're not going to be able to fix it all at one time. Okay? You didn't go to school to be a therapist. Okay? People that are coaches have experience and have life experiences. They didn't just buy a certificate. So make sure you sit down with someone that you know, you like, and you trust, and discuss this. Brainstorm it. Maybe you need a mentor. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need an accountability partner. Maybe you need someone to hold your feet to the fire. I find out that if I have a teacher test, check my homework all week long at the end of each week, it makes me more productive. I don't want to make a mistake. I want to look good. So that's the process. And don't get your spouse to do it or your uncle, okay, or someone that works for you, because you won't think they're smart enough to tell you the truth anyway, and you won't listen to it. So this is my tip for the day, okay? Don't go on the fact that that's just the way you do it. I'm going to tell you a short story that's going to show you why. There was a family, and, you know, we're coming up on Easter, so it reminds me of this. There's a family that used to live down the street when I was younger, and every Easter, their mother made a big ham, and she would invite people on the street to come. And one day, when we were there, one of the women, one of the mothers said to her, "So why do you cut the ends of the ham off?" She says, "Well, that's the way we've been doing it for years. That's just the way we do it. That's the way my mother did it." So they said, "Well, that's strange. Why is, does it make it any different? How does that make it better, or does it?" She said, "Well, I don't know. You know, I never thought about it. Let's go ask Mom." So they went in the other room and asked her mother. And her mother said, "Well, that's the way Granny did it. So that's the way I've always done it." So now it became a challenge. They went out in the living room and they said, "So Granny, when you make the ham, how come you cut the ends off?" And Granny just chuckled a little bit and she said, "Well, honey, we always done it that way because we didn't have a pot big enough to fit the whole ham in." So you see, it's not just because that's the way they've always done it. It is the reason why you do things. You do things because you have taken the time to educate yourself on what's available to be done. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for an excuse. And this is the way you've always done it. It is an excuse. Okay, it's not a reason to do something. So you wouldn't accept it from your children. Don't accept it from yourself. Look in the mirror. Make sure you know who you are, where you want to go, and visualize that target and get some help to get there. Okay, one last thing. You know, in the Super Bowl, if they brought the quarterback out on the field by himself, he'd get pummeled. But if they bring the other 10 players on the team out, they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. So build yourself a team, okay? And if you don't have a lot of money, it don't cost a lot of money to meet people that you know, like, and trust and would do business with and sit down with them and have a little discussion and brainstorm. And when you start making money, you can hire yourself a coach or a mentor and learn more and grow bigger. And who knows, you could become that coach or mentor one day. It's a feeling that you'll never forget. It's better than being paid. Okay, so we're off on the break time, and we're going to take a break, and I hope that people will call in, 347-989-1363. Email me, info@Tough Talk Radio Network. Hit me up on Facebook under Tony Gambone or under Tough Talk Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. I love rebuttal. I love people telling me I don't know what I'm talking about, and I love people to say that they're getting help from it. So don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Call us up and let us know what you think. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Having a daughter is one of the most precious gifts a mother will receive in a lifetime. Sometimes it helps to have a roadmap in the parenting process. The lesson plan written by Gwen Gistarb is a dependable tool that will assist you on your journey. It includes 10 interesting segments of poems, metaphors, short stories, lessons, and activities that mothers and daughters will find exciting and informative. The lesson plan is available at iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and most other internet bookstores across the country. To find out more about Gwen Gistarb and the lesson plan, go to GwenGistarb.net. Thank you, and enjoy the gift of your daughter. She is God's gift for a lifetime.
Join us at Government Procurement Connections, GPC, making the right connection to the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, on March 28, 2013. The GPC is the premier conference shining brightly from the Southwest region of the United States. GPC Making the Right Connections features must-attend workshops under one roof, face-to-face meetings, information-packed expos, and opportunities to introduce your products or services to over 200 local, state, and federal agencies, as well as large prime exhibitors. So register today. You can do so by going to HoustonGPC.org. That's HoustonGPC.org.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, I see that I had the mute button on, so I apologize for that. She's a man. Anyway, Kim Adds is our guest here this afternoon. Oh, I hate doing that. Frame of Mind Coaching is the name of her business. She's the president and founder of it. And I just want to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much, and hello to you.
You see, every time I'm around you, I get nervous, I guess, because I make silly mistakes.
Why do you get nervous?
I was talking so well there, and then I looked down, and the button was muted from the commercial, and I was like, holy cow, I'll never remember that. It was too good to remember. So anyway, welcome to the show, Kim. How are you today?
I'm good. I loved your story about the ham.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had an opportunity to do a lunch and learn, and I do a lot of them anymore, but I did something on the BS of networking, and I know you can relate to this because you have a coaching program, and it's just funny how people are, you know what I mean? And when things don't work out for the best for them, they blame it on everything they can see. And I'm putting myself right at the top of the list. That's how I learned about this. It's never our own fault. We always think that we're doing the best we can, and we're not. And only because we don't know any more to do. And that's why coaching and mentoring and accountability and brainstorming and education and all that stuff is just so important, because just not the way they always done it. You know, you can't settle for that excuse. It's just not good enough anymore. So let's talk about Kim. Where are you from, Kim?
I live in Toronto. It's the largest, most active city in all of Canada, and this is where it all happens.
This is where it happens, huh? So is that where you're from originally?
No, I grew up in Montreal, a neighboring city.
Right. But you had to get over there because that's where it was all happening?
Well, yeah. Life takes you to new locations, marriage, kids, all that kind of stuff. But Toronto is definitely the business hub of Canada, so we decided to move over here.
Now, how many kids do you have?
5.
God bless you. That's awesome. What are their ages?
The youngest is 13 and the oldest is 19.
Oh, well, you're almost out of it.
Not quite. But you know what I am out of? I'm out of making their lunches.
Yeah.
I'm out of that. I've decided that it's time for them to make their own lunches.
It's funny, the little things that just make us happy, isn't it?
It is. For me, that was a big one.
Yeah, that's an extra hour in the morning.
Yeah. Well, yes. And, you know, on a good day, half an hour. But still, every minute counts around here.
I hear you. So, now, how long have you had your own business?
Well, I've been coaching people for about 8 years. And when I started, I coached groups of people. I still coach groups of people, but now I mostly coach very kind of highly driven, high-end individuals, entrepreneurs, executives, people who are really interested in living a much more powerful, driven life full of success and accomplishment, not only in their careers, but in their relationships, in their health, all around. So really interested in people who are very driven and want to get a lot out of life.
Now, in the beginning, so let me back up a little bit. How did you know you wanted to become a coach?
You know, years ago I used to own a software company, and we used to build assessments. And we were really interested in trying to identify who would be more successful in different jobs. And we tested them for different things. We tested them for their IQ, their personality, their skill sets. And what we discovered, because we collected so much data, that we had a different form of information to source from. And what we discovered was that the people who were more likely to succeed were generally people who had a higher degree of emotional resilience. In other words, people who could handle negative situations or adversity with greater speed and get up from them with greater speed and agility had a much higher likelihood of success across industries than people who had a lower level of emotional resilience. So going back to what you were saying, you know, it's easy to blame others, and blaming others doesn't take any responsibility for what's going wrong. And when you don't take responsibility, it's hard to bounce back.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I tell people all the time, if you don't fail, you're probably not going to succeed. I mean, it's
that's 100% right.
You know, I mean, even if you go to school and you read every book and you get an A on every test, it doesn't mean that you're going to be any good in the fresh air because it takes more than a book to survive in reality. And people just don't get it. And so when I hear you say that you work with certain groups of people, to me the first thing that will come off my mind is that's because they're the people that really want to learn and don't want to give too many excuses of why they're not getting it.
That's right. So these people are people who have big visions, who expect a lot out of life, who are not afraid to work, but more than all that, who are not afraid to look at themselves and really identify where their strengths are and also where their thinking takes them away from what they want to do and what they want to achieve. So, you know, you mentioned the word accountability. And you also mentioned the idea that you love people who challenge you. So I'm going to do that. Is that okay, Tony?
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay. So as a coach, usually you think of a coach as someone who does hold you accountable, right? That's what we think of coaches. And I couldn't tell you how much against that I am, and I'll explain why. When I coach people, I'm not so interested in holding them accountable. I have five kids. I don't need to babysit anyone more, right? I'm not so interested in the actions they take or they don't take. What I'm really interested in is how they think, and how their thinking either leads them to take action or leads them not to take action, or how their thinking helps them to achieve the results they're looking for or slows them down and derails them from achieving the results they're looking for. And so I'm much more interested in helping them to think in a way that is aligned with their goals rather than watching every little thing they do and making sure they stay on course.
Okay, so now I just know because I have a cheat sheet here that you have a degree in psychology.
I have an undergraduate degree in psychology and a master's degree in business.
Okay, so my point is here, you don't have to have a degree in psychology to understand that if you don't shift the way you think, you'll never get better at what you want to do, right?
That's correct. In fact, your thinking is more responsible for your success than any other factor.
Right, right. And it's so true. I use an example. You know, Tough Talk Radio Network, we do about 10 or 11 shows a week, and there's some health shows, and people do diet supplements. And I have a doctor that says, you want to go on a diet, I need to know why. I mean, I love to make the money off you selling your supplements, but unless I know what your reason is, I can't tell you that a diet's going to work for you. So there's a lot more to it, and I tell people all the time, if you don't shift the way you think, you can never be anybody but who you're stuck being, and it's just more to it. So everything that people tell you, from coaching all the way to psychology, okay, or a psychiatrist, if you don't, you know, you can do better. Coach, there's some coaches that have guaranteed programs that increase your revenue 25% a year, and they don't even have to know anything about your business. All they have to do is make you think differently. Would that be correct?
Well, look, I mean, my goal when I coach people is to get to know them really well. And it's not that I'm moving things in their business, but I'm definitely moving the way they think about their business. And so my job is to really learn about how they think about their business, how they see their business, what they believe to be true about the environment, about competition, about the people that, who work for them, et cetera. So I'm really interested in their beliefs about their business and the environment that their business is in. That's really important.
Yeah.
Now, go back to weight loss for a second.
Right.
Everyone knows how to lose weight, right? You exercise more and you eat less. Basically, you consume less than you burn. It's not rocket science. And everyone knows that formula. It's out there. It's in every major book, right? The issue is that knowing that information isn't enough. Everybody knows it, but so many people struggle to make that happen. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because their thinking isn't aligned with that goal. There's a belief system that they carry around that stops them from getting it done. And so as a coach, I can say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold you accountable, right? And every day you're going to exercise, and you're going to write down what you eat, and you're going to do these 10 things. But that doesn't change the thinking that causes them to get derailed all the time. And I might help them lose weight as long as I'm in the picture, but the minute I'm gone, then what happens? And if they don't succeed, and I'm still the coach, how do they feel about themselves, and how do they feel about me? Doesn't work.
Right.
And so what I really need to do is look at the beliefs they have about themselves that cause them to, let's say, not exercise or eat things they know aren't very good for them, and help them make changes at the belief level.
Right. And so it's funny because I mentioned that people just go, well, that's just the way we've always done it. And people don't realize that that's just the way they've always thought about it. And it's just normal to them, and they don't see the problem with it. So how hard is it to get them to really tell you the process? I mean, is that why you tend to go towards more towards people that are more aggressive, more visionaries, people that want to succeed? Because myself, I'm considered a visionary, at least that's what my wife tells me. I'll do anything to prove that it's possible. So that
yeah.
type of personality would be easier to coach?
Well, no. I coach those people because one of the reasons I coach is because I want to live a really cool life myself. And one of the things that's important to me is to surround myself with really interesting, driven individuals who want to live a big life, because that's what I want, right? So you draw to yourself the things that you want to be. And so that's just how it kind of landed. It's more interesting, more fun for me to coach those kinds of people. I coach them, they grow, but as they grow, I learn. And so it's mutually beneficial. That's why I coach those people. Having said that, I mean, the process I use for coaching is what allows me to get underneath it all. So when I coach people, I usually begin with 10 weeks of coaching. There's a phone call once a week. But in between every phone call, I ask them to journal in an online journal. And here's how it works. I give them a journaling assignment or a question to answer. And as they answer that question, I receive their journal and I ask them more. I dig deeper. I make them go further. I make them go to the source of their thinking. So it's not enough to say, oh, I've always thought about it that way. I will tell you, most people aren't even aware of the beliefs that run their lives. They're not aware of what their unconscious or subconscious is really guiding them to do. They have no awareness. And
yeah.
So most people, even driven people, operate their lives in a robotic state, in a state of unconsciousness.
Well,
my job is to wake them up.
I find it interesting. Couple of things. One is I want to compliment you on your honesty. Okay, a lot of people are coaches because they can make a lot of money at it. Okay, a lot of people have certain ways of people that they want to coach because it's easier for them to coach people that really want to be coached. Your process is because you want to surround yourself with people that you want to be more like and learn from. So every time you're helping someone, you're learning. And one of the things that I went through with this 10 steps to what I call the BS of networking, the basic strategies, you know, is helping others, and you'll be helped. And I learned that from doing radio shows. I've learned so much about different things because people say, can I send you in 6 or 7 questions to ask me on the radio? I'm like, no. They're all like, how are you going to know what it is that I do? I don't care what you do. I want to know who you are first, because if I don't like you, it doesn't really matter. And if other people don't know who you are or get to know what you're about, it doesn't really matter.
And I have to say, I love that about you. I love that you didn't ask me for questions. I hate those kinds of conversations.
Yeah, it's like a trick. You know, it's like I don't want to do an infomercial. I want people to know why they feel as though you're qualified to drag the mess out of them and show them how to be better. Because
exactly.
That's something that we have to commit to, or, you know, we'll just fall right back into the process. Like one of the things on your website says, the grass is never greener anywhere else. The grass will, wherever you are, is only ever as green as your own passion, meaning, and vision allow it to be. So it's all rolled up to the fact that when you get up in the morning, you need to look long and hard in the mirror and decide what you want to do that day, or just go back to bed.
Yeah, and you have to decide not only what you want to do that day, but who you want to be that day.
You know, you must have been listening earlier, because I went down through this thing of 10 steps, and everything that we're talking about is everything that I talked about. And it's just, to me, that means that was what I was supposed to say. And the listeners out there, I just hope that they just write one or two things down. And let's just start with, write this down, www.frameofmindcoaching.com. Check that out first, okay, because that's free. You can check it out. You can learn all you want. You can ask questions. You can check out the team. You can learn more about Kim. There's just a whole bunch of stuff you can learn. But What I tell my listeners all the time is if you don't take advantage of the free opportunity to educate yourself on what this website's about, hang up the call, don't listen to the show, go to Walmart, apply for a job, because you're never going to make it on your own unless you keep educating yourself, and you don't have to spend money to do that in the beginning. You can find out for free where you need to spend your money properly. So that's just my little rant. And what I want to ask you is, do you have a book?
I do. It's called What You Focus On Grows, and you can buy it right there from the website.
Okay, so now this is an e-book, right?
It's an e-book. That's correct.
Okay, so you know my next question. I'm sure hundreds of people have asked you this already. When is the hardcover book coming out?
Well, there is a hardcover book, but I find that people don't want to wait for the delivery, so you can buy it in hardcover or e-book cover, but the e-book comes to you faster.
All right, very good. Now, so my next question, because this is typical, I've got to get a little typical in here. When's the next book coming out, or you already started on it?
Well, there is a next book. I co-wrote a book with a bunch of really cool authors, and it's called Ready, Aim, Soar, and that's already out, and that's on Amazon, and that's worth looking into as well. And then I've been asked by the American Society for Training and Development to write a book about how I coached, teach other coaches this coaching methodology.
Awesome.
So we're in the process of writing that now, too.
Okay, so one of the things, I have a lady writing my story. I talk into a recorder, and she's writing the story, right? And
yep.
People have told me for years I should write a book, and I was like, yeah, I can't even read that well, so it probably wouldn't sound good. But you can
right.
get that opportunity through ghostwriters, okay? And one of the things that I found out is a lot of people that write books have to have the frame of mind that you have, okay? You can't be afraid to say that, you know, you just learned this, or, you know, I use myself as an example. People can't just start off from the very top and be there. They have to explain their process along the way so the regular person rolling up the ladder can you know, recognize the reality of where you were and where you are and where they are and where they can go to. A lot of people have a hard time with that, and I think that's what will sell a book.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, that's a really great framework for explaining what it is that you're talking about in a book.
And but now, so question is, working with people, coaching, isn't that kind of along the same lines? Do you use yourself as an example?
Yes, all the time. You see, I have a slightly different philosophy about coaching. A lot of coaches come to coaching and they keep their clients at an arm's length distance. They say, I'm the coach, you're the client. You know, we have to create very strong boundaries in this relationship. And I don't go for that. I feel that the closer my relationship is with my clients, the more able I am to travel with them or journey with them to a new destination. And that's really important. So when it's appropriate and when it's relevant, I certainly use myself as an example, both positively and negatively. So I use my examples of past struggles, maybe even current struggles, and give them a perspective that perhaps they've never had before. So I absolutely use myself as an example.
Okay, so I'm going to do a little infomercial here for you, okay? Because
okay.
to me, that equals someone who is really a coach and is not threatened by anybody that's going to find out that they're not really as qualified as they should be, because why wouldn't you let someone in closer to build a better relationship so they can get to know you, so they can get to refer you? So I think the people that hold people at arm's length and say, look at me, I'm better than you, are trying to hide something. And that's just me. You know, I always think there's something else there, but I'm a big component of be who you are and don't try to be anybody else, and you'll grow so much more around you from that, and I think that's why you're successful.
Well, certainly it's that I expose myself. I allow myself to be vulnerable. I share, you know, the ups and downs of my life. Like, I have five kids, and one of them right now is at the tail end of chemotherapy. That's been a challenge. You know, so I'm a normal human being with normal life challenges and opportunities, and I think it's really important to bring that to coaching.
And if you don't, so for instance, if I was to hire a coach, I'm going to use myself as an example. I have Crohn's disease, had it for almost 40 years. The last 4 years I went through a bout of real serious problems. I had to go in for a third surgery. When I was looking at the doctors that were talking to me, I had children older than them. I didn't have too much confidence in their ability, not because they weren't smart or didn't understand what they were doing. It's just because they hadn't had any practice or been up to the plate at least once or twice. I know that you're a business owner. You had a previous business. You have five children. So the one thing I know is you're very good at organizing things, okay? You have history. You have life behind you. So when I look at a 23-year-old, I want to say, well, you know, you might not have the experience I'm looking for. Now, I know I'm a lot older than you, but I know that you have five children, so I know that you could put up with five kids. That's more than any 50-some-year-old man can do. So,
wow.
So you have to really look at that when you're looking to hire someone to be a coach or a mentor or accountability partner, whatever it is that you're looking for, all those things come into mind. And for my listeners out there, really, frameofmindcoaching.com. What I like about Ken today, and I don't solicit my guests, I just solicit who they are, but you're honest, okay? And honest means integrity, and that means, you know, integrity to me equals dollars. Because if you're not consistently who you are, people aren't going to do business with you. I mean, it just doesn't all go together right.
So you know what else integrity equals, by the way, over and above the dollars? It means integrity gives you the ability to go to bed at night and sleep soundly.
Yes.
Right? So, sure, yes. It brings you dollars, for sure. But for me, like, I don't have that internal struggle around issues related to integrity ever.
Well, I know that, you know, I know that I'm a God-fearing man, and every day I go to bed, I say that, God, I thank you for being here today. I've done the best I can with what I had to work with, and I hope I get to wake up tomorrow and do the job all over again, you know. So, and a lot of times you have to let go of what took place during the day, because integrity or not, it doesn't always go the way you planned it. And sometimes, you know, as grown-ups, we have responsibilities and we stress out and we don't get that good night's sleep. So I found that you just got to let it go. By the end of the day, there's nothing else you can do in it anyway, unless you want to keep waking up next to it. So, but Kim, we're running out of time, and I just really want to have you back on one of our Wednesday shows. I do a show on Wednesdays called Workshop Wednesdays, and it's for small business owners, and it's an educational piece, and I do it with another one of my radio hosts called Linda Ballesteros with Power Talk. So I'm going to send you an invitation to come back and spend some more time with us. I think I want to get you on longer because you have so much good stuff, and I'm very impressed with the way you are, the way you think, and I would gladly recommend you to anybody. It's just been a pleasure.
Well, I would love to come back anytime you want to have me in any of your shows. It would be an absolute honor and a delight.
Please, before we got about a minute left, just tell everybody how they can contact you.
So you can send me an email. It's kim@frameofmindcoaching.com. Or go to the website, frameofmindcoaching.com, and sign up for a free online journal or take an assessment and assess your own frame of mind and see where you lie on the scale.
Very good. We so much thank you. We wish you the best of luck. And we'll be talking to you soon, Kim. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tony. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's our show for today, folks. And make sure to go and check out Kim's website, frameofmindcoaching.com.
I highly recommend that if you're not happy with what you read on there, call me up and we'll get her back on the show and we'll put you on the show and we'll have her straighten you out. Thanks for being with Tough Talk with Tony Gambone today. We hope you tune in next Thursday, 2 o'clock Central Time, and make sure to remember the BS, the basic strategy.